too, but the teres, the fruit that come off this, you should know, asurim atesva b'shrat. In other words, the question is now, when is the end of the third year of the growing of this tree? To say that the orla stops and now you're allowed to eat the fruits, at least revive in Yerushalayim. So it doesn't end the end of the third year when it comes Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the fourth year. But now that it's a tree, it's growing already 3 years, giving off fruit, now it's called Ilon. And an Ilon, the Loch is the Rosh Hashanah, Lilonis, is Tu Bishvat. So you have to wait until Tu Bishvat, that's called the end of the third year. That's when Orla stops, and then it starts revive. Such as a Peris, a Tiazu, Asur, and Tu Bishvat. In L'Orla Orla, if the question when the third year ends, the first ends then, the Yimla revive, revive. When the fourth year ends, or when the fourth year begins, it's totally in Tu Bishvat. So that's the chilek. So when you first plant the tree, it's called the netiyos, which is the Rosh Hashanah l'tishrei. Mashenkin, after it grows already, it's called an ilon. Then the Rosh Hashanah is Tu Bishvat. All right, we'll stop here. Here we're holding a daf yud. We'll start again the last two dots on daf testam at beis. But the Brisa says again, Tana Rabbonim, Echod Hanoite. Somebody that goes to plant a new tree. Echad ha-mavruch. Somebody that mavruch, Rashi says, that means if you have already a tree that's growing, or you have zemiris, you have already the vines, and now at the end of the vine, you stick in the vine, the zemiris, the branches into the ground, and it starts growing again from over there. The echad ha-markiv, if you do some grafting, Rashi, ilon b'chaver, where you graft one tree, one branch onto another tree. This is considered like you're planting it from the new, and therefore, if you did this Erev Shvius, let's say it's right before the year of Shemitah, it's Elul now, right before Shemitah. Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you planted these things 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, of the beginning of Shemitah, in other words, by Rosh Chodesh Elul or before, is two halachas. First of all, also Loishonah, that the year is considered 1 year went by already. Nogei to the din of Orla, like Rashi says, Kivan Shagia Yemechad B'Tishrei. As soon as it becomes the first day now Tishrei, you should know also Loishana LeMinyan Shnei Orla. It's considered like 1 year went by already, and all you have to wait now is just another 2 years, and then you're allowed to start eating the fruits that come off the tree. Secondly, Umuta LeKayomim B'Shvius. You're allowed to keep this tree still going during Shvius. There's no din that you have to uproot it. In other words, it's not considered like it was planted in B'Isser. Even though there's a mitzvah essay of Teisvis Shemitah, Teisvis Shriyas to stop planting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but here, since you already planted it 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it was planted the Heter, you're allowed to let the tree still grow during Shriyas. What about Pochus Mishleshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Let's say you planted these trees less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. So one halacha is Lei also Lei Shana. On a regular year, it's not considered the year's up for the din of Orla. 1 year did not pass by yet. And maybe the whole next year is still called the first year. And you first start counting the second year for Orla, the next Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi says, Pochus Mishleshim Yoim Leolso Leshonah. Ah, Tishrei Habo, until the next year Tishrei. Imeinu Erev Shvius, if it's not the year of Shvius. What about V'yim Erev Shviusi? Let's say you're during Elul right now. It's 2 weeks before the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. And then you planted it. The locher is also lekaimo. You're not allowed to let this plant, this tree, keep on growing. Mishum teis v'shrius, because you're over the ether of teis v'shrius. So of course the locher is shum meisifin mechul al kodesh. But we have spoken before. You're supposed to be meisif. Let the kedusha shrius start before him. Like 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to plant anymore. To hear that you planted this tree within the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, it was planted the Yisr, the locher is the also lekayom and b'shrius. You're not allowed to let this tree keep on growing on Shvius, but the din is the mitzvah is to uproot it. Now the Gemara says the Kiddush like this, that uteiros netiyazu, you should know the fruits at the end of the third year from this tree is asurin ad tetzvav b'shrat, that when the third year is up, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, at the end of the third year, don't think that's the end of Orla. And the fruits that start to be chonat, the fruits that start to blossom now after Tishrei, you're allowed to eat it? No. The third year of Orla, it doesn't end, it extends until Tu Bishvat.
is now that the tree has already given off fruits, it's already alive like 3 years, now it's not called the neti anymore. Now it's called the tree already. And halacha by an ilan, the Rosh Hashanah milanos, is two bishrat. So you have to wait now until tezvav bishrat, that's when the third year ends. For the halacha of olah, or from then on, any peiros, any fruits that are chonat, that start to blossom from then on, that fourth year it has the halacha of neter, of revai, that you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim, and at the end of the fourth year, the beginning of the fifth year, then you're allowed to eat them any place. That's what Gemara say now. Who peiros netiya zu, you should know, asurin as tezvav bishrat. They're also until two bishrat. And like Rashi says, who peiros netiya zu asurin. The afropi shamanu also loy ishono im chonto bo peiros liyachar rosh hashono shoshono shlishis miyad adayin asurin hen alomis. You should know, even though the fruits become chonat, become blossom, at the end of the third year after Rosh Hashanah, they're still called Olah, they're still also Le'olam. Sha'afapish Rosh Hashanah Tishrei L'Netiyah, even though the Rosh Hashanah for Netiyah, for young plants, is Tesh Tishrei, but to Bishvat Rosh Hashanah L'Ilam. But now that it's called the tree, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's to Bishvat. V'zuk fa'anas is Ilam. It's called the tree already. L'fikach therefore ain't Shinosem is Chadesh is Notzeis Medei Olah Tezvav Bishvat. The year first changes Tezvav Bishvat. Avol Mishon Alahalim, after two bishvat, then if the fruits first blossom, then the locker has a din of revai that you're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, and the fifth year, then it becomes mutter altogether. So now the Gemara says, Minoha Nemili. How do we know this? The Rashi says, Sheshnas Olo Revai Nimshokim Lesta Peratachanutim Kredim Tesva Bishvat Liyacha Shekolu Sholish Neolo. Like, how do we know this Chiddush? Now by Ilonus, we say the Isser goes on until two bishvat. Even after Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, still the parents are also what grow until Tu Bishrat. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Umato Bo Mishmeid Rabbi Yanei. Some say it over the name of Rabbi Yanei. Omer Akro, the Pesach says like this, Uvashono HaRevius, Uvashono HaChamishis. So the Lacha, the fourth year is Revai, that the parents that grow the fourth year, you have to bring it up to Yushlayim. And then it says the Lacha in the Torah, Uvashono HaChamishis, the fifth year that then you're allowed to eat the peiros. So now, pomim midashin shev revius, v'yadayin asur mishumolo. What the first thing means to say is, sometimes it's still the fourth year, and there's still an issue of olah on the fruits. O pomim shev achamishis, and sometimes we're holding by the fifth year, v'yadayin asur mishum revai. And you should know there's still an issue of mishum revai. So Rashi explains it, the pasuk really says, uvashono horevius, it's a vav. Vav, Rashi says, Vav Moisef Alin Yerishin. It says, Uva Hashon HaRaviyas, the extra Vav, to include it in the Pasha before. That Yilachem HaReilim Afpatei Hashon HaRaviyas. That sometimes, even in the middle of the fourth year, you could still have the fruits that are still Ola. Uva Hashon HaChemish, the Subbosik says, also the same thing. The Subbosik says, Uva Hashon HaChemish, Rashi says, Teyochlu Es Piryov, you could eat the fruits in the fifth year. But Moisef Alin Yin revived the Solik Minei. Uva Hashanah means sometimes even in the fifth year, you still have the din of Revai that you're not allowed to eat the fruits. So what does that mean? That Pomim Shev Revius, Rashi says, Kegoyin in Miyaru Peroysov Lechonet Revius Lefnei Shvat. Let's say during the fourth year, the fruits started to blossom early before Tu Bishvat. Is Vadayin Asur Mishum Olah. There's still an Isser Olah on these fruits. And therefore it's Asurim Be'anor Lomit. And the same thing, Pomim Shev Achamishis, even during the fifth year, sometimes the fruits that grow during the fifth year, like it's after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's after Rosh Hashanah, the fifth year started already, still the fruits that start to blossom that this time, it still also has a din revai, you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. Kegoyin, Rashi says, Peiroi Shechonto Bo Koidim Shvat. If you have fruits that blossom before Shvat, before Tu B'Shvat, is Turin Chilu, it has a locha like revai, that if you want to eat them outside Yerushalayim, you have to be mechal them, you have to be poid to them. Let's say the fruits first started to blossom, the chanita was after Tu Bishvat, ain't then Isser. Then, since it's the fifth year now, there's no Isser at all, you're allowed to eat them wherever you want. Now, fruits are always totally in chanota, when it started to blossom on the tree. Gemara says, now, Lema de Leke Rabbi Meir. Let's say this is not like Rabbi Meir. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Hodik Tonil Yil, that's what we learned before, that Tokus Milam Mijoyim Loyosa Loyshona. If you planted it only less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's not considered the full year is up yet for Olah. So like Rabbi Meir, that does not go like Rabbi Meir Shita. So the Gemara explains like this. Di Rabbi Meir, because if that rice did before they said it be planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, is not considered a year up, when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, it's not called you're starting the second year of Hilchos Olah, but it's still called the first year, that can't go like Rabbi Meir. Why di Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Yoy Mechod Ba'Shonah Choshev Shonah. One day of a year is considered like a year. So therefore, Lechur, even if you planted it one day before Rosh Hashanah, it should also be considered like it's growing one year already. And now when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, this should be starting the second year. The Tanya will not like this. Par ha'omu ba'tera. Stam. Whenever the Torah says to bring a korban, a par, an ox, you should know, ben esrem v'yabo chodesh v'yoy mecha divri b'meya. Even though a par means 3 years old, it doesn't mean a complete 3 years old. It means he's already 24 months old and one day. As long as you have one day of the third year, that's called really 3 years old. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Elazar Aimer, Rabbi Elazar says, Ben Eschrim v'yabor chodesh v'lamid yoyim. No, it has to be 24 months old and another month. As he holds, it's only called year after 30 days. But one day doesn't make it for a year. Shohayir Rabbi Meir Aimer. Now it explains. Because Rabbi Meir used to say that kol mokom shenemer ego b'teristam, wherever the Torah says the word of an ego means a young calf you need, is ben shana. It means that only 1 year old. Shrashi ego ben shana dechsev ego v'keves b'nei shana. That's the only during its first year. When it lives already 12 months, then it's no good. It's not called an ego. What about the ben boker? When the Torah says a ben boker, a young ox, what does that mean? Ben shnayim, that means 2 years old. That's called an eagle. That's called a ben boker. Shrashi ben boker shel shmini limaluyim shenem makachlo ko eagle ben boker lachatis. What does that mean? Ben shtayim shenem makachlo ko eagle ben boker v'ayol liyor latmimim v'oketangel toros kanim hishva ben boker v'ayol liyor latmimim af bishonim for the years also. It has to be. It's only kosher after 2 years. That's when it's kosher. And whenever the Torah says power. Par always means ben sholosh. It's 3 years old. So, l'chura, this is the kasha. According to Rav Meir, you see one day is considered a year. So, l'chura, if you plant the tree one day before Rosh Hashanah, that should be considered like it's already growing 1 year. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah now, it should be starting the second year of Olah. So, how come the Brisa says you have to plant it at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to give it a shame as if it's 1 year up? So, Gemara says, no. Afilu teimer Rabbi Meir. Maybe this price before even could go according to Rabbi Meir Shita. I'll tell you like this. Ki koma Rabbi Meir, when did Rabbi Meir say his klal? That yoy nechod ba'shona choshev shonam, that one day of the year is considered like a year. That's b'seif shonam. That's at the end of the year. At the end of the year, the end of the time, the last what you need, that's clear the time is up with one day. Ava b'tchila shona, here you want to start the beginning of the count. Like all of us 3 years. If you want to say the first year of Olah, the beginning of counting Olah is enough, one day, that light, that you don't say. So Rashi explains, that ki kom Rabbi Meir's b'seif shonim. When does Rabbi Meir say one day is enough? K'goyin yemechot b'shon eshlishis. Shu seif hechshesh neisov shopar. You say a par is only kosher when it's alive 3 years. So at the end of the time, the last day to make it 3 years, for that you say, the last day, like the first day of the third year, it's sitting like it's alive for a year already. It's called 3 years old. 3 years old. Aval b'tchila shonim agoyin shonah rishonah shonatiyah. She'tchilat minyan shneyon loikoma. But here it's the first year of the minyan of Olah, you have to wait 3 years. You want to say the first year is up after one day, that Rabbi Meir would not say. So Gemara says, Omar Rava says, V'lav kal v'chaymu. Isn't this a kal v'chaymer that for sure you should say one day at the beginning is considered like a year? Uma nida, madoch daloch riz by a nida like this. Shein tchilas hayayim oilolo, the beginning of the day does not help for her b'seifa, at the end. In other words, daloch riz that a nida is tamei midiraisa for 7 days. Whatever day she saw, that first day that she saw, that's called one day. Then for the next 7 days she's tamei. Now the seventh day, she's not allowed to go to the mikvah until the end of the day, until the whole day passes by. In other words, at the end, we don't say the end of Nida
that a little bit of the day is considered like a whole day. But the Gemara says, still we say that Seif HaYoim Oilolo B'Tchilosa, at the beginning of counting Nida, like when is it considered the first day is up, when did she start counting the second day, even if she started to see the Nidus, the Dam came out, half an hour before Shkia, we say when it becomes nighttime, that's the beginning of the second day. So you see, at the beginning of counting Nidus, a little bit of the day helps for the whole day. Mashenka at the end, the last day, the seventh day of her being a Nida, that she has to wait to go to the mikvah until nighttime, until the whole day passes, goes by. You see, at the if anything, it's fakert. The beginning of a count, a little bit is like the whole. But at the end of a count, a little bit is not like the whole. So how can you tell me Remeya holds at the end of the year, a little bit helps for the whole year? Mashenka at the beginning, a little bit does not help. By Hilchos Nida, we see just the opposite. That at the beginning of Nidus, a little bit of the day is considered like a whole day, but by the seventh day of it being a Nida, then we say a little bit of the seventh doesn't help. Like Rashi brings down here. Seif HaYoim Adullah B'Chilosei. Shimroso Somach L'Shkia Sachamom. If she saw Dam, the Dam first started to come right before Shkia, is Adullah Yoim Zeh B'Zayin Yemei Nida. This is considered the first day of the Zayin Yemei Nida. She only has to count another 6 days. For who? And this day. Uva Nidah Diraisa come. We're talking about Nidus Midiraisa. Shein is a kukul in the Kiyah. Midiraisa when Nisha first starts a cycle, when she sees Dam, she's Tomei automatically for 7 days, and that's it. After 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, she's Torah. So Yitzricha Torah, Sphira Zayin Nikiyah Melal Lezova. Midiraisa, you only have to count Zayin Nikiyah 7 days or by Lezova. That's after the cycle of Nidus, there's 11 days between one cycle and the next cycle. During those 11 days, if you see 3 days straight, you become a Zava. I will Nida, Afilu Rosa, Kol Zayin. But Hilchus Nida, the beginning of the cycle, even if she saw for 7 days straight, Uposkim Shkia Sachama, and she stops seeing right before Shkia at the end of the seventh day, Talochriyas Tevelis Leriv. That night, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. Omiya Rashi says, Achshav, but the Zman is there now, Hechmiru B'nai Sisrola Alatzmam. There's a chumra, the Bnei Yisrael will machmer upon themselves, la'achzika and b'sofik zivois. That any time they see dam now, they always say they have a lach like a zava. Lito in zayin nikiyim. That they always do not become Torah until they count first 7 days of nikiyim. B'loi dam without any dam. V'ein yoyim shafasek is boy oilolo. The day you make a hefsek tire, the day you stop, is not included. You make the hefsek tire before you start counting, and then you count the 7 full days, Zayin Nikiyim, the minion Zayin. So that's what the Gemara says now. So at the beginning, the first day, a little bit helps, but at the end it does not help. The Gemara says like this. So that's the Gemara's kasha now, Shona, Sheyoymechot Oilullah B'Seifa. We tell him now that according to Remeya, when this Bokor is 2 years old in 1 day, the end of the count is called like 3 years already, 1 day is considered like a whole year, is Einoy Din, isn't it for sure, Sheyoy Mechud Oilo B'Tchilosa. That's the same thing when you're beginning to start a count, when you're counting the 3 years of Oilo, what's called the first year is up, for sure if you planted it 1 day before Rosh Hashanah, that should have been enough to say it's like growing 1 year already, and now when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, you're starting the second year.